The state recently closed two districts due to budget issues, and last year it created a state-run district for schools with persistently low test scores. But the Democrats' plan is also a reaction to what they see as dwindling state funding going directly to classrooms. Representative Brandon Dillon says Republicans in Lansing are taking the wrong approach.
Their goal was try to find a way to educate students on the cheap and further cut the investment we make in our kids' education.
Among other things, the plan would require the state to determine the true cost of educating a public school student in Michigan. It would also require charters and virtual schools to have boards that comply with the Open Meetings Act. Republicans contend they've increased funding for public education in recent years. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer at the state capitol.